Rossi, and welcome to episode 25 of Making a Difference, Corruption Beyond Comprehension. Welcome to the show, folks, and I want to say thank you so much for listening to Making a Difference. We've made it to episode 25 with our program. We're going to have a lot more coming up between now and the election, and of course, after that, all the way to the inauguration and beyond. First of all, I want to say thank you to our top five countries this week with listeners. That would be the U.S., as usual, Canada, number two, as usual, and Great Britain, number three, they're there often, Germany, number four, and number five, Russia, which was a bit of a surprise, but we have not had Russia in the number top five of countries with listeners, so welcome to everybody and also to all the other countries listening. And everyone throughout the world, and of course, the United States. First of all, let's start out with some good news before we get to talking about all the bad news with President Trump. We have just got a report in just a few hours ago from Reuters, and that has indicated that Joe Biden, former Vice President Biden, is leading Donald Trump by 12 percentage points nationally among likely U.S. voters. And that's according to a Reuters Ipsos September 3rd through September 8th poll. Nationally, of likely voters, 52% are supporting former Vice President Biden and Kamala Harris, while 40% are backing the traitor Trump and the brain dead Mike Pence. By the way, if anybody's thinking that I'm going to be doing anything impartial about this election between now and November 3rd, you might want to listen to Trump radio or something. So 52 to 40 nationally. One of the key states is Pennsylvania, and Donald Trump won Pennsylvania, amazingly, by a few thousand votes and got all those electoral votes back against Hillary Clinton in 2016. Today's poll that just came out indicates that Joe Biden leads Trump by 9 points among likely voters in Pennsylvania, and that's a difference of 53 to 44%. So good news all over the place as far as the polls are going. We'll have the debates coming up. Three debates, I believe, still will be between President Trump and former Vice President Biden. And then we'll have one debate, which should be really interesting, between Kamala Harris and Vice President, soon to be, hopefully, former Vice President and brain dead Joe Biden. Let's look at the COVID-19 numbers right now, folks. And the numbers continue to be just staggering nationwide and worldwide. We're now in early September of 2020. Worldwide, nearly 28 million cases and over 900,000 people have now died. In the United States, over 6.5 million cases and 195,147 fatalities in the United States. The United States, by far, the most fatalities of any country and one of the highest death rates. And thanks again, Donald Trump, for that. We appreciate that very much. The good news about COVID-19, though, is that we do have good numbers on the number of people who have recovered. While we've lost 906,000 people worldwide, over 20 million have recovered worldwide. And in the U.S., again, we've lost nearly 200,000, but almost 4 million people have recovered. So some good news, mostly bad news. We'll hope that things will improve on the COVID-19 situation coming up as we go further into the fall, but we are not optimistic about that. By the way, they've had some big rallies. They had the rally in South Dakota, where the motorbike rally, the Sturgis rally, and they're estimating now that, well, they don't really know how many people are infected, but they know that possibly thousands of people are infected because of being so stupid and being out there without masks, and a big bike rally, acting like it's 1998 again. Simply stunning. Now, in this episode, we're talking specifically about the election, as we will be until November 3rd. But we want to talk a little bit about a book coming out, and that's Bob Woodward. If you don't know who Bob Woodward is, Woodward and Bernstein, basically they wrote the book on Watergate in the Washington Post. They wrote the stories about Watergate that brought Richard Nixon, Spiro Agnew, and that entire administration down in 1974, leading up to it all the way from 72 to 74. Bob Woodward has come out with a book Now, this book that he has come out with, by the way, is not based on conjecture or, well, we heard this or we heard that, because nobody believes anything, no matter how many times it's confirmed. Nobody on the right wing is believing anything we say about Donald Trump. But this is coming from the mouth of Donald Trump. And this is Bob Woodward actually interviewed Donald Trump between late 2019 and July of 2020. Now, we're going to play a couple of clips from this, but first we wanted to play a little bit of Bob Woodward talking to Donald Trump and let you just hear this, and then we'll discuss the details. So let's go to that first clip.
And so what was President Xi saying yesterday?
Well, we were talking mostly about the virus, and I think he's going to have it in good shape, but, you know, it's a very tricky situation. It's
it goes
through air, Bob. That's always tougher than the touch. You know, the touch, you don't have to touch things, right? But the air, you just breathe the air, and that's how it's passed. And so that's a very tricky one. That's a very delicate one. It's also more deadly than your strenuous flus. You know, people don't realize we lose 25,000, 30,000 people a year here. Who would ever think that, right?
I know.
It's pretty amazing. And then I say, well, is that the same thing? This is more deadly. This is 5% versus 1% and less than 1%. You know, so this is deadly stuff.
This is deadly stuff. This is the president of the United States. Every time over the past 5 years, actually, let's just go back to 2017. Let's go back 3.5 years since he became president. Every time I hear this man speak, it still amazes me that he is the president of the United States and will be, hopefully only until January 20th of 2021. But he is the president of the United States. Grandma Crossley used to say that, you know what, Eric? Anybody can become president. And that has proven it absolutely true. Now, what did Donald Trump say there? He was talking about the coronavirus, and Bob Woodward was asking him about what was going on back in early February. Because the president knew in the first clip, that was February 7th, by the way, that's when that was recorded. He says that the coronavirus, it goes through the air. And that's a lot tougher than a touch. That's what the president just said. You know, the touch, you don't have to touch things, right? But the air, you just breathe the air, and that's how it's passed. That is the exact quote of President Trump. You breathe the air, it just goes through the air. But my favorite part, what President Trump said when he was talking to Bob Woodward on February 7th of 2020, the president said, it's all more deadly than, you know, even your strenuous flus. The strenuous flus. Now, when he was talking, the president was talking about 25 to 30,000 people dying every year. That's true. The seasonal flus do kill on average 25 to 30,000 people in the United States. So that is something. That's why we get flu shots. I'm 62 years old, and especially senior citizens and people with medical situations, we get flu shots. But the strenuous flus that the president's talking about, I looked that up, and in actuality, there is nothing listed about a strenuous flu until the president said it was strenuous. Strenuous means it's very difficult. Like, you know, if I was trying to pull a, you know, the old tug of war when I was a kid, very strenuous, trying to pull against the other boys, they'd always beat us. That's what he's saying there, the strenuous flus. He said it's more deadly, 5% versus 1%. And, you know, this is deadly stuff. That's what the president said. He said it's deadly stuff. That's the president of the United States. That's the president of the United States in February of 2020, February 7th, 2020. That was just 7 months ago. He's talking about the coronavirus that has killed nearly 1 million people worldwide and nearly 200,000 people in the United States. And he says it's deadly stuff. It boggles the mind. It boggles comprehension to think that anybody this stupid is the president of the United States. And we want to hear another clip from that same situation. It's a little bit later, but we have Donald Trump, of course, and he's talking some more with Bob Woodward of the Washington Post. Let's hear that.
Now it's turning out it's not just old people, Bob. Just today and yesterday, some startling facts came out. It's not just older.
Yeah, exactly.
Young people, to plenty of young people.
So, give me a moment of talking to somebody, going through this with Fauci or somebody who kind of it caused a pivot in your mind, because it's clear just from what's on the public record that you went through a pivot on this to, oh my God, the gravity is almost inexplicable and unexplainable.
Well, I think, Bob, really, to be honest with you.
Sure, I want you to.
I wanted to always play it down. I still like playing it down.
Yes, sir.
Because I don't want to create a panic.
Okay, the president does not want to create a panic, and he always liked playing it down as far as the coronavirus. He still likes doing that, by the way. He's saying he likes to play it down. Now, playing it down to avoid a panic would be actually not a bad idea or a bad suggestion if the president had a comprehensive strategy from the start. And he didn't put Joe Biden in front and head of a coronavirus task force that has last met 3 months ago. And Joe Biden, who said that condoms don't really do much to solve or prevent HIV, AIDS, or venereal diseases. And the best thing to do is just not to have sex. That's what the vice president said, who was the head of the coronavirus task force. I'd like to repeat that every week, because that's still something to not comprehend. It's very difficult to comprehend. Now, the president said there, to be honest with you, I always want to play it down. The president said, and we've quoted this time and time again all summer, over and over and over, President Trump has said, there's nothing to worry about. Remember back in March, he said that when it gets hot in April, now, I don't know, I guess in the desert Southwest, maybe it gets hot in April, but the president said, back in March, when it gets hot in April, it's just going to disappear. The COVID-19 is just going to disappear. And that didn't happen. You know why that didn't happen? Because we have so many stupid Republican governors, and we have a stupid president who's completely ignored this. And they think that the only reason the COVID-19 pandemic has happened is to stop the successful presidency of Donald Trump. That's what it comes down to, folks. And again, also, when anybody, let alone this idiot, Donald Trump, traitor Trump, anybody says, to be honest with you, watch the shows about the predators. The predators, the ones, you know, they're picking up the 13, 14-year-old boys and girls. And they'll say, you know what, to be honest with you, I wasn't going to do anything. That's what Donald Trump says. And to be honest with you, he's lying, like he always does, because he's a pathetic piece of garbage that is bringing this country down. And I don't know how much clearer to say it. All the gloves are off. No holes barred, folks, from now till November 3rd, as far as this idiot goes. We've been talking about this on this show for 25 episodes and 99 episodes, time to talk and act. So we've talked about this for 5 years about Donald Trump. And now it's time, well, the piper will meet his end, or whatever grandma used to say. It's time to face the music, frankly. And we have to go from now till November 3rd, full force, to make sure that Donald Trump doesn't win, because he thinks that he just played it down. He thought it was going to get hot in April. And it didn't get hot here in April, by the way. It got warmer, but not hot. But he thinks the president thought it was going to get hot in April and just disappear. He said it was going to disappear, the COVID-19, over and over and over. He said it's going to disappear. It doesn't mean anything. It's a conspiracy by the Democrats to overthrow a successful presidency when he's been a traitor with Vladimir Putin and Russia and been the worst traitor in the history of the United States. Do we see a pattern here? Okay. Now, I know I'm probably preaching to the choir. I don't have any Donald Trump supporters still listening. But if you are listening and you're still undecided, think about this. Decide what you want the future of this country to be. Do you want it to go 4 more years with Donald Trump and end up with a total disaster and a destroyed country? Or do you want to try to get it back with Joe Biden and Kamala Harris? That's what we're going to be talking about all the way through to November 3rd. But remember what the president said, to be honest with you. Oh, and the president, before we go to break, he said, by the way, it's not just killing old people now. This was the second clip when he was talking to another time he was talking to Bob Woodward. Because if it was just killing old people, what the president is saying there, if it was just killing old people, then we wouldn't worry about it. But when it started killing young people, then I'm getting worried about it. Do you see something sick about this man? And still, somehow, 40% of the people nationwide are supporting him. Stunning. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Making a Difference. I'm Eric Crossley, and we're excited to be with you for episode 25. We hope you'll be with us all the way through the campaign, all the way through until the inauguration of hopefully Joe Biden. The name of this episode was Corruption, or is Corruption Beyond Comprehension. Corruption Beyond Comprehension. What does that mean? In a nutshell, I just wanted to explain that in case you're wondering. It means that this is the most corrupt administration and the most corrupt president in the history of the United States. One of the most corrupt politicians in the history of the United States. And truly, truly, I am 62 years old and I am just stunned that I have seen this. And it's some of the longest 4 years I've ever lived in my life. Now, what I wanted to do was talk a little bit about the book, Bob Woodward's book. I'm not promoting the book necessarily because I haven't read it yet. But I do know that we're hearing clips and we're hearing confirmations when Bob Woodward talked with President Trump. And those cannot be denied by the president or his handlers or the right wing that it's a conspiracy, it's the Washington Post, it's Bob Woodward, whatever the case might be. Now, in the book, there was a lot of interesting details that we wanted to talk about a little bit. One of the details was that the president of the United States said, everything goes through the air, Bob. That's always tougher than the touch. You know the touch, you don't have to touch things right. We heard that in the clip. The president talked about the air and that's how it's passed. Now, the president also said that coronavirus, COVID-19, after he said it was going to disappear and it was a Democratic conspiracy, he said it was deadly stuff. So we just wanted to make sure you remembered that, because deadly stuff is really a serious stuff, according to the president. Now, I wanted to play our future president, I hope, Joe Biden, and we want to hear from him because he had something to say just today about Bob Woodward's book and about his interview with Donald Trump. So let's listen to former Vice President Biden.
Kids are starting on the day that we hit 190,000 dead in the United States because of COVID-19. We just learned from the Washington Post columnist Bob Woodward that the President of the United States has admitted on tape in February he knew about COVID-19, that it passed through the air. He knew how deadly it was. It was much more deadly than the flu. He knew and purposely played it down. Worse, he lied to the American people. He knowingly and willingly lied about the threat it posed to the country for months. He had the information. He knew how dangerous it was. And while this deadly disease ripped through our nation, he failed to do his job on purpose. It was a life and death betrayal of the American people. Experts say that if he had acted just 1 week sooner, 36,000 people would have been saved. If he acted 2 weeks sooner, back in March, 54,000 lives would have been spared in March and April alone. You know, his failure has not only cost lives, it sent our economy in a tailspin. It cost millions more in American livelihoods. This is a recession created by Donald Trump's negligence, and he is unfit for this job as a consequence of it. How many schools aren't open right now? How many kids are starting the new school year the same way they ended the last one, at home? How many parents feel abandoned and overwhelmed? How many frontline workers are exhausted and pushed to their limits? And how many families are missing loved ones at their dinner table tonight because of his failures? It's beyond despicable. It's a dereliction of duty. It's a disgrace.
Okay, that was very well said by former Vice President and hopefully former President Biden when he's talking about Donald Trump, because he said that Donald Trump is unfit for office. Now, he is president, and he got in again, as we've said 10 million times in this show, because we have a messed up electoral system, and he lost the popular vote by almost 3 million, but won the Electoral College. That's how he got in. But nevertheless, however the president got in, Donald Trump failed to do his job on purpose. Biden said it was a life and death betrayal of the American people. It's beyond despicable. I can hardly wait to see former Vice President Biden debating Donald Trump. Now, do you realize Joe Biden is actually older than Donald Trump? I didn't even realize that before. He's 77. I believe the president is 73. But the former Vice President Biden and Kamala Harris are going to do a fantastic job winning this election and bringing home exactly what's at stake. Because, again, this is what former Vice President Biden said. He said that Donald Trump knew and purposely played it down. Worse, he lied to the American people. He knowingly and willingly lied about the threat posed to the country for months. If the president had acted just 2 weeks earlier in March, gone before the American people in March, and had a national moratorium, everybody has to wear a mask, everybody has to do this, they estimate just 2 weeks earlier he'd done that. Back in March, 54,000 people would have been saved. That's almost as many people as we lost in Vietnam. But the president didn't do anything. And Vice President Biden is taking off the gloves. And I really, really urge everybody, Democrats, progressives, Republicans who have seen the light and are leading the Republican Party, independents, anybody who has any sense, to take a look at what's going on here and what this president has done. Now, a couple of things that came out of the Bob Woodward book we want to talk about before we wrap it up for this week. One thing, that Donald Trump gushed over Kim Jong-un in lurid detail. Kim Jong-un is the dictator, the leader of North Korea, who's responsible for unknown hundreds of thousands, maybe millions of people starving and being executed and also being thrown into prison camps where they die. The worst leaders in the history of the world. And certainly in 2020, he continues to be a dictator in a country, North Korea, where nobody has any rights whatsoever. President Trump loves Kim Jong-un. In the book, Trump tells Bob Woodward that he finds the North Korean dictator to be, quote, far beyond smart, while also boasting that Kim tells me everything, including a detailed account of how he killed his own uncle. The president also cited Kim to disparage former President Barack Obama, who Kim reportedly described as an a-hole. Really? That's what it comes down to, folks. That's where we're at. That's what Donald Trump gushing over the North Korean leader. Don't forget that one, too. Donald Trump loves Vladimir Putin, but he still loves Kim Jong-un of North Korea. Now, also, the Trump said, and this is again, this is Bob Woodward. I don't have to confirm anything. This is all on tape. This is in the book, and Bob Woodward has this on tape. Trump ranted in the book about his own generals being pussies. The president was apparently unhappy with the way America's military brass placed a premium on maintaining the country's alliances with other nations, which the president said constrained his ability to cut trade deals. My effing generals are a bunch of pussies, the president ranted. Also, Trump's own former director of national intelligence suspected that the president may have been blackmailed by Russia. Former director of national intelligence director, Dan Coats, found himself puzzled by the president's adoration of Russian President Vladimir Putin and came to believe that the only plausible explanation was some form of blackmail. Coates continued to harbor the secret belief, one that had grown rather than lessened, although unsupported by intelligence proof, that Putin had something on Trump. Woodward wrote, "How else to explain the president's behavior?" Coates could see no other explanation. So again, we talk about COVID-19 and the tragedy and just a complete disaster failing to handle this pandemic and the tens of thousands of American lives have been lost. Don't forget about the fact that Donald Trump is a traitor to the United States. Also, one more thing we got from the, and we'll have a lot more from this book, by the way, from Bob Woodward. I can't believe some 50 years after Watergate, almost 50 years, he's still writing and doing things like this, investigative journalism to the max. In the book, Trump brushed off centuries worth of oppression against Black Americans by boasting about the low unemployment level before the pandemic hit. Quote, "President said, I've done a tremendous amount for the Black community, and honestly, I'm not feeling any love." So the president feels like he's not getting enough love from the Black community. The president feels he's done more for the Black community, for the gay community, for women, for minorities, for the poor. And yet, in fact, it's the opposite of that. So that's a little bit stunning, too. We just can't really understand or believe what's coming out of this president's mouth. We wanted to also touch on Jennifer Griffin. She's national security correspondent for Fox News. She said that two former senior Trump administration officials confirmed Jeffrey Goldberg, and he's from The Atlantic. We talked about him last week. Jeffrey Goldberg wrote a very scathing article on President Trump. Jeffrey Goldberg from The Atlantic reported that President Trump disparaged honored American veterans and did not want to drive to American cemeteries outside of Paris because he didn't want to go out in the rain and get his hair messed up. That was in 2018. So this is, again, another example of what we see from Donald Trump time and time again. But on the show, we're going to continue to talk about Joe Biden and play more clips of him. He's not perfect, but he is our future president of the United States and our last hope for the United States. And Corona Harris will be a great vice president. We're excited to have her also. Thanks again for listening, folks. We're excited to have you with us. We'll have another episode coming up under 2 months to go till the election. Remember, 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 vote, vote, vote. Get on social media. Get out there. Spread the word. If there's anybody who's still undecided out there, how that could be possible, I have no idea. But anybody who's still undecided, we need to go there and get them to vote against Donald Trump and for Joe Biden. I'm Eric Crossley. Thanks for listening to Making a Difference, and we'll hear you and catch you next week.